The stories of the prophets and the origin of humans. I start with the name of Allah, the Lord of the worlds. He is the creator of all the creations. He has no beginning and no ending. Allah exists without a place, without a shape, without a form. Whatever you imagine in your minds, Allah is different from it. We thank Allah for sending all the prophets as guide to the people, especially our last and final prophet, our master Muhammad, may peace and blessings be upon him. The origin of the humans. Allah ordered an angel to gather a handful of every soil on earth, what is white and what is black, what is red and what is yellow, including what is soft, what is firm, and what is in between them. Since Adam was created from a mixture of all those different types of soil, his offspring differed. Among Adam's offspring, you would find the white, the black, the red, and the yellow. Also among them, you would find those who were easy, those who are difficult, and those who are in between. The creation of Adam. An angel then took the soil into paradise and mixed it with water from paradise until it became clay. Allah formed the shape of Adam from that clay. After a period of time, the shapes became dry. Then the soul was blown into Adam and he spoke. The first thing he said was, "Praise be to Allah, Alhamdulillah." Allah the Exalted created the knowledge and the belief in Adam as soon as the soul was blown into him. Therefore, Adam knew that he had a Lord who created him, and Adam knew the names of things. He knew that his Lord, Allah, is the one who deserves to be worshipped, and no one else deserves to be worshipped. Allah created Hawa, Eve, from the shortest left rib of Adam. Then Adam and Hawa had many offspring. Allah the Exalted said in Al-Quran, هُوَ الَّذِي خَلَقَكُم مِّن نَفْسٍ وَاحِدَةٍ وَجَعَلَ مِنْهَا زَوْجَهَا. Surah Al-A'raf, Ayah 189 means, Allah created you from one person, Prophet Adam, and created his wife, Hawa, from him. Allah the Exalted created Hawa from Adam's rib. He did not create her as a child. He created her tall, suitable for the height of Adam. Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam informed us that Adam, may peace and blessings be upon him, was 60 cubits in height and 7 cubits in width. Adam and Hawa lived in paradise for a period of time, then they were taken out of paradise and brought down to earth. Adam is the first prophet. Allah the Exalted sent the messengers as a mercy for his slaves. He made it obligatory to obey them. The first of the messengers was Adam, peace be upon him. Allah created in Adam the knowledge of how to plant, wheat, how to make dresses, and how to make money from gold and silver. Adam had offspring. Since at the time there were no other humans, Allah the Exalted created Hawa for Adam to marry. After a time, they were brought down to earth and Adam received the revelation. He became a prophet who called for Islam. Adam lived for 1,000 years and then died. When he died, his offspring remained Muslim and did not worship the sun, nor the moon, nor anything other than Allah. They remained that way for a long time without blasphemy and without associating partners with Allah. We ask Allah to keep us steadfast on the religion of all the prophets, Islam, and to let us die as good and pious Muslims, and Allah knows best.